two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is dairy farming really trash talking? Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. This is old Jason Buck on the phony there with me, and I'm Scott Mitchell. How are you, Jason?
Doing great, stud.
So, Diane Gonwalaku, who's a defensive back at BYU, actually, I guess he made some reference to, it's going to feel like we're going to hear cowbells. And I guess they're going to have to protect their dairy farm. What the heck does that mean?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, these guys, it's like the new generation, right? The MTV, YouTube, Twitter generation. They all feel like they have to trash talk and give the other team some ammunition. And you know, I both know it doesn't take much to give the other team ammunition. They're looking for it. They want it. They want a reason to be motivated. And I don't know why guys just can't keep their mouth shut. I mean, it could have been a lot worse of an insult, but.
Right. I'm trying to find, look, if you're going to go all the way, Jason, if you're going to just like, you know, step in it, put your foot out, put your mouth, whatever, yeah. and whatever you're trying to do, because, you know, most guys have the political answer, the pat answer. They don't say anything. They realize how inflammatory this is.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, fine. He steps in it, but dairy farm? I'm trying to figure out, like now I understand because they have the creamery at BYU, and Utah yeah. State has its own ice cream version, and both of them are outstanding. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can understand protecting ice cream, right? I get that. I'm like, in fact, I think protecting ice cream is those are fighting words. I'd fight to the death over ice cream because it's like one of my favorite things in the world. So I guess if I looked at it from that perspective, now I would probably be offended or at least motivated. But I would be motivated on both sides because if one of these teams is coming there to say, we're getting your ice cream, and the other team says, oh, no, you're not, I could see an amazing battle happening. I get that. But your dairy farm, I'm like – I just think of cows and milking cows and a lot of cow manure that doesn't smell very nice. I don't know. It's just
no.
But if it's a product of a dairy farm, I get it.
I take it a little different, I guess, just because I'm a farm kid, you know, and I worked on plenty of dairies growing up, and I shoveled plenty of manure growing up, and I know the hard work, and I know what it takes to own a dairy and run a dairy, and got friends with dairies.
Milk cows
so
every day, twice a day.
From a big city boy slapping the farm boy in the face is what I look at it like.
Oh, so this is a knock against farmers. This is a knock. What it is it cuts to Jason's childhood. And
yes,
I get it. Okay.
Yep.
I understand.
I take it personal, the little dairy farm slight. And I think it is an insult to the farmers, the agricultural community, small town.
So you're going to fight over manure then?
Like for you,
fighting over poop is a good thing.
Make fun of my cow poop, and I'm gonna kick your A. That's all there is to it.
That's where the cow poop comes from. So I guess so. I just can relate to this if it's in an ice cream world, and not just any ice cream, but like really good ice cream, which is what Utah State and BYU have. Okay,
yeah.
We know the right answer to this, right? We understand that you don't say anything, whether it's about a dairy farm, whether it's about ice cream, whatever it is, you don't give your opponent anything to get all bent out of shape or excited about. You just don't do it.
No, it's all psychological warfare, right? I mean, and you'd literally, in the NFL, with Joe Gibbs, you'd literally, if you put your foot in your mouth too many times, and it's especially bad, and you weren't like, you know, the super, superstar of the team, you'd be cut. I mean, you'd be cut.
Over dairy
farm. The other team ammo.
Yeah, but would you really be cut over ice cream, though? I don't know. Ice cream, I think you'd get a pass. Have I ever told you?
I might get a little laugh out of that one.
Have I ever told you about my ice cream story about my sister when she was a little kid? I know I haven't.
No.
I got to tell you this story.
No.
Okay. So my mom is a young mother of four children, and she's in church. And my middle sister, you know how middle sisters are, right? My middle sister starts acting up in church. And my mom's like, if you don't knock it off, we're going out. Well, of course, my sister, she doesn't knock it off. So my mom goes to take her out of church. So she's walking down the aisles, leaving to go out the back of the church. And my sister starts screaming, "Don't beat me. Don't beat me." And my mom is just embarrassed because all these people are looking at like, oh, you are just a terrible, evil witch of a mom. You know, you beat your children.
Right.
How dare you do that? So they get out in the foyer out of the church, and my sister goes, "Let's go get ice cream." And so I asked my mom, I said, "What'd you do?" And she says, "We went and got ice cream."
Good mom.
Yeah,
good
so
mom.
Man, I'm telling you, ice cream is a fighting deal, Jason. And I guess so is manure. Oh. I learned something new about you today.
It is a fighting deal. I just wish players could just keep their mouth shut and keep it under control and don't give the other team ammo.
I disagree.
Utah State does not need any.
I disagree. I think they should all come out and just fight over food. Whatever food
fight,
there
fight
is.
Fight over food.
Fight over food and manure.
But don't insult my dairy farm.
I guess
my
not.
My farmers.
All right, this round of rivals.
We'll come out fighting.
This round of rivals is over.
It's over. We're off to our corners.
He's Jason Buck.
That's Scott Mitchell.
We are powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until we see you again, don't ever act like Jason.
Always.